a very, very practical malacha. One of the most important things in defining this malacha is, number one, what situations does the malacha apply? The malacha applies by definition in situations where you have a mixture of two items. A mixture of two items. What's called in halacha a taruvis. A taruvis. Now, that is a tricky word. Taruvis is tough, ayin, resh, vav, vez, vav, sof. A taruvis is a very big, it can be a misleading statement, a term. Because taruvis in Yerideya is always implying a mixture of things that are not discernible, and a big cholin pot, and a whole mixture. But when it comes to borer, although that term taruvis is crucial, it doesn't have to be your classic mixture that exists in other areas of halach. For instance, if you have two items that are going to be separated from each other, that is the malacha, the selection and separation of one from the other, even if those items are not like two distinct items that are actually mixed in a bowl, which of course then borer would apply, even if they're in a mixture not in a bowl, or just possibly even if they're just attached to one another, lamashal, a piece of meat with fat could be an issue of borer. Bones in fish could be an issue of borer. Even though, initially, when one looks at such a thing, they look at it as one entity. But as long as you want to separate one from the other, and you're interested in one over the other, that will involve the malacha of borer. Borer does not have to do with edible items.
Books.
Right? Borer, according to some poskim, and that's why this word taruvis is such a misleading statement, according to many poskim, if you have a stack of books over here, and I want the mikros gedolos, that technically might be considered a taruvis la'alocha and might be considered borer. The orsameach, and I believe this is when I remember when we learned Shabbos, which was over 10 years ago by Rabbi Schechter. I believe he was a fan of this Or Sameach. He thought that a stack of piles was not considered mixed enough, and everything there was distinct. But many, many poskim think that even when it comes to a pile of Sfarim, that's already considered a mixture for borer. So that's already a question, whether or not that's mixed enough. So Rabosai, now, like Ben said, which he said, and I understand what he said, but we have to correct that, because most of us come with that understanding. This has nothing to do with ochel and food and non-food. It applies to any selection of any item. Rabosai, this can extend to what? To socks out of a drawer. This could extend to going through your closet to choose which suit you're going to wear. Which I didn't get a compliment on my suit today. Rabosai, we have to understand the criteria that it's not only going to be when it comes to svarim, it's not only going to be when it comes to eating food, it's not only going to be when it comes to taking out socks, and we have to learn potentially the heterim, but it's even going to get into what? Cutlery. One of the most common situations that people are nichshol on borer is setting tables. Cutlery coming out of the dishwasher. Coming out of the, you know, arranging the forks and knives. Rabosai, I hate to break it to you, but you'll see in my house with my kids, there are a lot of board games that my kids cannot play on Shabbos. Because by definition, there's a selection process. Card games. This has nothing to do with food or non-food. Borer means a mixture that you're selecting one from the other. Now, I'm not telling you, we're not holding by, and we're probably not going to get to it today, that there will be heterim, but you have to understand, first of all, the issues. You have to understand what the malacha is, what you have to stay away from, and then and only then we can get to the heterim of the poskim of what would be a solution to try to avoid borer, going from taking a pair of socks out of your drawer to a knife and a spoon from the drawer for the cutlery, from the dishwasher, to playing a board game with your kids. I mean, this is all-encompassing, and this applies everywhere. So number one, borer means the two items that you're selecting one from the other, that was something that was done in the process and the procedure of the Mishkan when they were after they were involved in the process with the grains. Now they had to select the one from the other, and therefore that was the Malacha of Borer. However, Borer classically has different levels. You see, if we're going with the model like we do, and we want to mimic what went on in the Mishkan, so we have to compare ourselves to people that are following what they do on the farm and what they do in the process with the sheaves and the stalks that they just did dash and zora to, that now they're breaking down more in the next step, that they're selecting stage. So now, how do you select? So in the process of selection, when it's in the farm, and it's comparable to what they do in order to store away, which is the Lashon of the Ramban when it comes to the Malacha, it has to be Borer La'otzar. It has to be like what they do on the farms to store away in the storehouses. So classically what they do is, they're Borer Psoles Mitoch Ochel. Okay? I'm about to say three conditions that are the most important conditions to remember when it comes to the Malacha of Borer. Now, Rabosai, before I get into these three conditions, I'm going to tell you that just because you don't have all three conditions might save you from getting stoned, might save you from being violating a Malacha de Oraisa, but if you're not involved in all three correctifications, all three processes, and all three of this list that now makes it heter gomer, so even if it's not going to be deraisa because you're not transgressing with all three categories, it's still going to be what? It's still going to be derabbanan. So that's what we have to what? Even if you just have one of the conditions that are not met. So let's learn these conditions and let's understand them. And let's understand why there's potentially a difference on a biblical level, on a rabbinic level. And once we have the conception, once we have these conceptual ideas, now we'll understand and we'll be able to now set it in place for practical halacha. So practically on the farm, when they were doing Bar Adum Yud Mishkan, it was psolas mitoch ochel, which means I'm taking the not good from the good.
That was the first one?
That is the first condition. If you want it to be mutter, you have to do the opposite, which means I have to be borer ochel mitoch psoles. Means if I'm taking the food from the psoles, the garbage, then I'm not in violation minatora already of borer. You good? That's one of the most important conditions. What does that mean, ochel mitoch psoles? So literally that means the good from the bad. The usable item from the non-usable item, from the garbage. However, Rabosai Toisus tells us that it's not limited to that, but you could have even borer ochel mitoch psoles, even if those two items are very usable items. And for what I want, Mickey wants the other thing. Because different strokes for different folks. People want different items. So you're really, one could have argued and said, Borer ochel mitoch ochel. That's not ochel. Says Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. A chiddush that changes the whole melacha. Even if you're Borer ochel mitoch ochel, you have two types of items. And again, Ben, don't get hooked on the word oichel, because this applies to usable items and socks and cards and also as well. No, you're right. I understand why you say that, but that we have to make sure that we don't approach it like that. Says Tosfos, psoiles could also be something that you're not interested in right now. Let's say there's turkey and bologna on the tray. And I want bologna. I don't want turkey. Taisa says, Shnei Minei Oichlin, that's Boyer. Whoa. Okay. Condition number one. Make sure what you're taking, what you're selecting, is what you want, is the Oichel Mitoch Psoilus. Then already, it's removed from the classic Borer, which is what? Minatora Psoilus Mitochoch. That's condition number one. Oh, we didn't finish all the conditions and we don't have enough of the klalim. I'm telling you right now, that would potentially be an example of a tarovis and a mixture that is not ochol and solos and still has ochol mia ochol. How it works, what you do practically, we're nowhere near that yet. We got to learn the klalim first. No. I don't know what I just said. I just said.
I want to make clear the rule that you just said. Like, it's on a tray.
Yeah.
And I want to take, let's say there's like couples, I take one and I like the other.
According to what I just said, but that's not going to be the case.
I know, I just want to know if that.
Right. Yeah. Right now, all I said was two pizza meat and I just happen to be interested in one. That's a taruvus. That's a problem.
The other one's like garbage.
Right, exactly. That's a garbage. That's all I want to highlight, is that you don't need really garbage to be garbage. Okay? Another condition of being similar to Borer, even though I happen to be selecting, is that when you're selecting for future use. Second condition. Borer la'otzar. When I'm Borer la'otzar, what does that mean? By definition, I'm storing it away. I'm putting it into the storehouses, into the otzar. But by definition, Rabosai, and this is why I'm presenting it in this way, and this is how you'll remember it. If I'm doing something for immediate use, if I'm doing something and I'm selecting right now, litzorech miyad, right now because I need it, that's not really similar to what? To borer on the farms. To borer la'otzer, to what they did in the Mishkan. That, by definition, cannot be a violation of the biblical law of borer because I'm doing it for right now. So if all you're concerned about right now is not to be a deoraisa and you just want to make sure you don't get stoned, but you're a kofer because you don't care about derabanans, I got great news for you. A lot of these cases, it's all going to be for immediate use. It's all going to be for what I want right now. Ben's back on track. He can have his bologna and leave me alone. So what it's a psolas, so what it's a taruvis. But I'm eating my sandwich right now. Now Raboisai, that phrase of miyad and time is very vague. Who exactly has the shot clock? Do we follow the NBA for this? Is it 24 seconds? Or is it 12 minutes to a quarter? Or is it three periods, NHL? How do you know? What is it? It's not clear. Do we go based on the Yeshiva League? Do we go based on the... These questions are serious questions. This is what the place can discuss. Rabbi said we have to define our terms of miyat. But I just want you to understand conceptually, and with understandings conceptually, now you'll be able to remember it, because, oh, it's not just going to be a list of laws. Rabbi said, I want to tell you something right now, what I'm doing right now. You see, if you just memorize things... I mean, like, let's take your marketing test, okay, that you have this afternoon, okay? So you memorize all these laws. There's no system. There's no, just this means this, and this, and this lady invented this, and this, like, this, and this. All right, so you know what happens, Rabosai? In one, out the other. But if you understand conceptually what this is coming to represent, what these are based off of, I have to be similar to Borer la'otzer, to a storehouse. So now, right away, the next time I'm confronted with a situation of borer, I got to remember, one second, I got to take care of miyad, time, I got to take care of ochol mitoch psoles, because I remember the concept that it's not similar to borer la'otz. And finally, the third condition, Rabosai, I want you to eat, sleep, snort these three conditions. You got it?
Come back to miyad,
right? Yeah, we'll get back to miyad. We have to define miyad. Ochel mitoch psoles, miyad, and finally, Rabbi Yisai, what did you use when you were in the farms and doing borer in a factorial way? That's actually not the right word. Factorial is a word, but that's a totally different
math.
It's a math word. Yeah. In a factory type way, what do you use, Rabbi Yisai? You use tools. Thank you. You used what the Gemara calls a nafar gvaro, a serious sifting, you know, selecting machine. That the Gemara even makes a distinction that there are levels between the machines. If you look, Rabbi Yisai, the main Gemara for this malacha is Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph. In that Gemara, the Gemara says the real McCoy, right? You know, whenever you're in a certain field, like when you go to the professional, so he has like the Harley Davidson of that machine for that, you know what I'm saying? Like this guy, he does it right. He's got the real machine. So the real machine for borer is called a Nafa Ukvara. Whatever, some type of sifting machine that they had. So Midoraisa, Max, to have a sifting machine, that's a Nafa Ukvara. A Nafa Ukvara. Midrabanon, they said, even the Shvach machine, a Kanun Utamchut. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we're not going to go through all the different machines, whether they're deraisa, whether they're derabanan. There might be distinctions, and one could analyze for a long time which machines fall in which halacha. But Rabbi Yisai, bottom line, if it's a sifting machine, a borer machine, and something that's helping you to use borer, and a kli that enhances the selecting process, then what? Then it's going to be at least Aser Derabanan, possibly Aser Deraisa. Most of the time it will probably be something similar to a Kanan Utamchui, that's going to be what? Derabanan. But for our intents and purposes, Rabbi Yisai, we don't care, because what's Aser is Aser. So therefore, any vessel, any kli that enhances the borer process should be Aser. And therefore, the third condition is known as Biyad. You need to select with Yadayim. If you're not selecting with Yadayim, so then it's going to be Aser. So now, Ben Fried asks Abam Kasha. So you're telling me, Rabbi, if I use my cutlery, if I use a ladle, if I use a fork and a knife, if I use any kli, that should be a violation of one of the conditions of borer. It might not be deoraisa, because I still could do what? I could still do ochel mitoch psoles, and I could still do miyad, but as long as I'm not getting my hands dirty, which my wife is going to kill me if I do, because I'm not going to look like a mensch, I'm in violation of the malach of borer. So how do you do this? Oh. So comes along the poiskim, and they make the following observation. Rabbi Yisai, if you remember back into the malacha of dosh, when we talked about peanuts, when we talked about peas in a pod, when we talked about what were the other examples that we talked about there? So we mentioned the Ramah. The Ramah in the end of Simin Shin Yud Tes. No. The Ramah in the end of Simin Shin Chaf Aleph says that your mutter liklof es hashumin, you can peel the garlic, you can peel an onion, the betzalim. Rabbi Yisai, what's that in violation of? What's that in violation of? First of all, you're taking psolos mitoch olchel. You're taking the peel, the bad, off of the good. That's question number one. That's question number one. That's impressive, Schwartz. Remember, next time I pick on you, remind me, just say the words Egletal. Rabbi Yisai, question number one, which Schwartz already alluded to an answer, but I'm just going to explain to you the question, that by definition, you're taking the psolus off the olchel whenever you're peeling, whether it's an apple, whether it's a cucumber, or whether it's a onion. You're taking the peel off the good. You want the good. So that's one question, but I'm not even up to there yet, Rabbi Yisai, because we're going to have to get up to there to the practical implications of borer. But Rabbi Yisai, the Ramah is talking about a case where you're using a what? You're using a knife to peel. You're chotech masakin. How's that possible? You're using a kli. So comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein, comes along the Poskim, and they say, anytime... What? Whoa. So now Schultz is like way ahead. Schultz is saying that there might be another built-in heter. That could be a good heter. Excellent.
What did he say?
He said something that we're going to get to. About taking some of the good with the bad. We're going to have to get to that. Mirtzashem, excellent Schultz. But, by definition, Rabbi Yisai, since the Ramah didn't distinguish and say that it's specifically in a scenario where you're taking good with bad, sounded like you can mamish peel it even if you're makbid to just get the peel, then what? Rabbi Yisai, apparently some tools, by definition, are not considered a lack of yadayim. Let's say, Rabbi Yisai, I really could eat this meat with my hands. But it's just more convenient for me to use a utensil and it's a little cleaner. That is what's called in halacha, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a knife, a fork, a spoon, the normal situations. That is what's called yodo arichta. That is an extended hand, like basya bas paro. This is a basya bas paro when it comes to melechas bayir. So yodo arichta. His hand is longer. And it's all fulfilling the malacha of borer, and that condition is not gone. But still have to take care of what? The other two conditions. It's got to be miyad, and it's got to be oichol mitoich b'sayas. So now, we understood the kli. Just for, in terms of the kli, Rabbi Yisai, just thinking about, ask afterwards, we can go through all the different vessels that you have, I'm sure half of you in your kitchens have contraptions that I've never even heard of nowadays. But Rabbi Yisai, anything that's there in a seriously enhanced way, that it's not just an extension of your hand, but it's a spoon, a slotted spoon that to with holes in it, or an apple corer.
Something that like rolls the garlic thing off of it. You ever seen this? Like a little
pig
with the garlic in it, and you roll it.
That's a problem, Rabbi said. The post-Kim Shmir Shabbos talks about rice in the salt shaker. That they keep rice in the salt shaker to do something in the salt. You're not allowed to do that. Because now you're what do you mean? But now you're putting it. No. But when I'm shaking out the salt, I'm putting it in a matzav of borer that it can't come out. That's borer.
It's just getting the moisture.
The salt coming out. The salt is now coming out, and the rice is not. So I'm separating the good from the bad.
Yeah, but something like the rice.
It's not the purpose
of it. No, Schwarzer said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what some people like. I might like bologna, and he likes turkey. But for us, borer flips, and while we're passing the.
You're not doing that in that case. It's the thing itself. You're shaking and whatever.
My pitom.
I'm
shaking.
Anything.
It's good for bad. Good for bad alone is what? Good for bad alone is borer. I need three conditions. If you're not going to have three conditions, that's usser. Fine. Very good. So you just save yourself from skila. You're still getting kicked out of my shear. Yeah.
Just two questions. Doing all three, meaning Ochel Mitoch Psoas, Miyad and Biyad, would
make it mutter. Everything.
All three.
That's why I just yelled at Weschler about.
The other thing is, you mentioned a slotted spoon.
Yeah.
So using a slotted spoon, is that allowed because it's Biyad? Or is it not allowed?
No, it's not allowed.
Because it's
a kli.
Even though it might be considered bi'ad.
It's not bi'ad.
It's not just
a spoon.
Right.
And anything like that, Rabbi Yisai, you'll come up with all these items with the garlic and the zach and the... Rabbi Yisai, the place can talk about picking up a tea bag. And now what happens when I pick up a tea bag? It drips. Tea bag? I just have that in order to keep the tea inside a bag. I don't want a sift or anything. That's a sift. That's a problem. You have to let the tea bag sit. You can't take it out. There's going to be automatic borer. Okay, I don't want it. I don't care about it. It's going onto the spoon. It's a psik reish of the lo nichalei. It's a psik reish of the lo nichalei. We all learned. It's usir. That's not okay. You have to learn.
But you're bringing out like a ton of water with the tea bag. And then when you take it out, there's still...
That's exactly the problem. I'm separating the liquid from the leaves.
With the tea bag, there's water.
What? Yeah.
As in, you have tea in the cup, and then you have tea on the plate where you put the tea bag, because there's still water.
If you scoop it out with the tea and the bag, and I don't pick it up and just let it all drip out, so then it's fine. You're saying I could scoop it up with the mixture and then I put it on. We have to learn the details of that. We're not up to there yet. That is the Eitza. But if I'm going like this, up and down, and I'm just letting it drip, that's going to be a problem.
So
yeah.
According to Yogi, there has to be like a session to hand. How does that work for liquids? Like soup.
Straw.
What do you mean, how does it work for liquids?
Because you're saying when you use a fork, they technically could be using that with their hand. Right.
Oh, with soup, you're not. So you can't go like
that. Liam can't use my hand and take out soup.
But I can
you could drink it. You could drink it.
What do you mean? Like,
and if this got cooler, I could also...
You can take a liquid with your hand.
Yeah. You ever watch, I don't know, the Ten Commandments or something? Like, what they do back then?
Yeah.
What about, like, a Brita filter when you put it in the water?
Brita filters are a big problem.
Big problem.
Is it also your usual jobs or just like to
put water in?
So Rabbi said we have to. I don't want. We're getting ahead of ourselves, but we have to learn. And this is a big shiloh that Amir Tisham. I'm giving a series on in Fairlawn because now we just someone just started a business. One of the guys that moved in started our business. That the water in Fairlawn is really bad, and it's like it's tarnishing a lot of the silverware, and people have done tests for like the amount of
stuff
that's inside the water, so it's a problem. So now there's this guy. So we have a solution, Isaacs.
Yeah.
There's a guy. This guy Nate Hardy. So he started selling. You know Nate?
Filters.
He started selling.
Sink filters.
He started selling filters to everyone. Everyone's installing them into their house. So now the Shiloh was Itai Barish asked me. The Shiloh was, can I put the filter on Shabbos? So now, Rabbi, that is really, it might be mutter, but that is for another reason. We need to know, in such a situation where you would have used the water anyways, the fact that you're just trying to cleanse it more, is that considered borer?
Right,
that's a good question.
I heard it's only... You know, the water pitchers that also filtered out?
That's what he's talking, the Brita.
Yeah, so the Brita. So that would only be allowed, though, you're saying, for that meat.
So again, so if the water was technically... Let's say I would put Poland Spring water in a Brita. So it's not, number one, it's not doing anything, but even if it was doing something, if I have no problem drinking the water in the Poland Spring without it, so it's fine. Similarly, this might be a major nafka mina for drinking purposes between New York and New Jersey. New York water, yesterday, I was thirsty, I went to the water fountain and I drank, right? Because Joe Klein wasn't in Second Seder and I didn't have a diet Sprite, so I needed to drink from the water fountain. That's what happened. Kachavas, so if that happened on Shabbos, I would go to the... So Rabbi said there's a big chiluk between the situation and what would happen. And we really have to discuss, Rabbi said, what happens, and this is where it gets a little complicated, the discussion the Rishonim discuss. What happens if technically, you'd ask any Gentile on the street, this water is fine. But now the only reason I'm not drinking this water is because what? I'm shari term mitzvahs. What's the halacha of halachic psolus? Is halachic psolus considered psolus? If you would have, before the bugs hack started, you would have drank this water fine. Now you find out that there are copepods or copepebbles, whatever it is, inside the waters, right? And now you're not going to drink it just because a rav told you not to drink it. Is that considered psolus? Or is psolus defined by the hamonam? That's a discussion amongst the Rishonim. That's a discussion. Rabbi Yisai, what do you say about the following? Matzahs on Pesach, a box of matzahs. I have shleimim and I have chatzi. So technically it's all matzah. It all gives me the same stomach ache. I'm gonna have the same reaction, my bodily functions from the same matzah, whether it's a half or whether it's a whole. But yet what? Halachically, one becomes different because one could accomplish Lechem Mishnah, one can't accomplish Lechem Mishnah. We're way ahead of ourselves, we're both saying. So now we discussed Kalim. Any Kli, and this is a big discussion, I'm not going to say that every Posek asserted it because there are some Poskim that were Matir, just because I mentioned the knives of peeling. A lot of Poskim held, and some Poskim disagreed. And there's a discussion I've heard B'Shem Rav, the Feinsteins, that they said B'Shem Rav Moshe that it was mutter, but I've seen otherwise say not so, because I can't give you a conclusive psak. It's yesh v'yesh, whether or not you could use a peeler on Shabbos. Many poskim said a peeler is considered a kli, and that's for borer purposes, a kli miyuchad l'borer. That's what a peeler is. It peels off the psolus. However, others said that not necessarily, that's more like a sakin, and that would be something that's mutter. Discussion. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. There are psukim that are quoted in the name of Rav Moshe. It's a discussion among the poskim. What other Britas, like you just said? We have to talk about filters. We have to talk about the slotted spoons. Rabbi Yisai, taking out chicken soup and using the cover of the pot to keep the all the other stuff at the bottom and just sift the liquid out. That's the Peskim say that's the usage of a kli. That would be a problem. So as long as the items are in a mixture and are considered halachically in a mixture, and you're not using your yadayim or whatever is considered yadayim, and it's not for usage right away, then that will be a violation of borer. The final thing that I'm talking about, Rabbi, and I'm sorry I have to end early, but I have to run. But the final thing I want to talk about is how do you define miyad? What is miyad? What is miyad? Miyad is a time. Miyad is 30 minutes. Miyad is. So the post can point out miyad doesn't have a time. The Rishonim do not give us a shot clock. The Rishonim do not give us a zman. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva as follows. This is very important. A lot of people are nichshol in this. Miyad. Sure. Miyad is the time that it would take to prepare the usage of that item. Lamashal. Moshe's talking about setting the table. If it takes me to set the table a half hour, I have to make my preparations before lunch, a half hour before lunch. So then what happens? So then that becomes miyad. It's right before the usage. The right before the usage doesn't mean I'm involved and I'm about to eat with this item. The normal time that it takes in order to prepare for that item, so now if I select in an appropriate way the knives from the forks, that's using it miyad. Okay? That would be considered. Or to now separate the carrots from the celery when I'm setting up for my lunch and I make my salad. My wife's allowed to do that if it's done in the right way. Even though she's not eating the food right away. She's doing it ochel mitoch tzolos and she's doing it miyad. But is it miyad? It is miyad because she's preparing for lunch. But if she's going to do that before she leaves the shul, and then she's going to go to shul, and then she's going to come home and say miyad right after shul, I'm now going to have the meal, says Rav Moshe, that's not okay. That's not miyad. Because now you just added all this whole long other time that now made it more similar to Borer Lo'otzer. Now it's not the immediate usage. Immediate usage doesn't have to necessarily mean that I'm going to eat it right away and then I'm going to consume it right away, but it means the classic amount of time that a person uses when a person usually prepares such an item, when a person usually sets up such a situation. So therefore, it's not going to be defined, but there are certain definitions that you know are not going to be the case. So therefore, Rav Moshe says you have to assess what situations are what. There might be certain things like setting up a kiddush. Technically, Rabbi say, if you're setting up a gala kiddush, and it takes a long, long time to set up such a kiddush, and it takes 3 hours to set up such a kiddush, that could all be defined as miyad. Because that's what it is. But when you set up lunch, if you're actually focused, and you're not going to do it with interruptions, and it's going to be right before the lunch, so that's going to be a much smaller amount of time. You can't spatzir afterwards. You have to do it right before it's going to be used. So says Rav Moshe, that's going to be miyad. But if I'm playing a board game, or if I'm taking sacks, so miyad, what's miyad over there? That's immediate usage. That's going to be miyad mamish. That's going to be. So now you have this unbelievable principle that can make it usur mutter that really doesn't have a defining element to it, that really is case by case, and really you have to assess and be honest and intellectually honest, is this really miyad? But the classic example of the what to remember, where Maisha talks about, is a woman setting up and making the salads before lunch and then to go to shul, that's not going to be miyad. So you could have taken care of it. You could have said, I did oichel mitoch psoilis. I took the good from the bad. I did it biyadayim. I didn't use any kalim to help me. But what? Yeah, but you're going to shul afterwards. You're going for a walk because not all your guests are here. And what? You're now going to take a break. So now, Igloi Muslim Afreya, that even though you took Ochel Mitoch Psoilis, even though you did it Biyad, it wasn't Miyad, and that now becomes Asur Midrabbanan. So that's a problem. So therefore, it's important to keep in mind this Miyad, even though I can't necessarily give you a number, because it's going to depend on what type of selection you're in, and also going to be what your practice usually is, and how long it takes you for you to take care of those things. But that's very, very important, and that could potentially create a tremendous nitchel. Quickly.
And so regarding that idea of Moshe, if you have to set the table, which takes a half hour, right, and you also...